Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good friend Jim Donovan back on the show. Jim's an original member of our Brain Trust, a founding member, going all the way back to 1998 when he first joined us. We've counted on him so much over the years, helping us gain and maintain some balance in our lives. He's the author of Reclaim Your Life. My favorite is his book, This Is Your Life, Not a Dress Rehearsal, and which is so true. And he's our good friend, Jim Donovan. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
Good to have you back, as always, Jim. You know, Jim, I told the audience before you got here you were going to talk to us about dealing with challenging times. And I'm thinking, so my first thought was all the small business owners out there who are really having a tough time right now in their business. And then I started thinking about, then I said, well, but, you know, everybody is not like that. There are some people who are doing great right now. And then I realized, but I promise you, they're still having plenty of challenging times. If you're small business owner, you're always having challenging times, aren't you?
You live in challenge. I mean, if you work for yourself, it's constant. You know that. I know. I've been doing this for a lot of years. And, you know, there's always something to deal with. But we just brought this up. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I was just going to say, a professor friend of mine tells his friends that, He says, yeah, my Jim Blasingame, he has his own business. He lives by his wits.
Yeah, really? Yeah, if I did that, I'd get hungry sometimes. You know? That doesn't always work. But, you know, what brought this whole topic up in my mind was the last couple of weeks ago, we had a little hurricane swept through the East Coast. And
yeah,
we didn't get the hurricane, but we did get the winds and the rain, and we lost power up here in the woods for like 6 days. They had people come in from Ohio. They were trying to get all the restoration. I think there are still probably places without power. And we were really forced. And I have to be honest, I had it way better than most people because we have friends who happen to have a spare house on their property. And there was a place to take showers and, you know, be able to use the facilities and whatnot. Because we had no water. We're well up here. So no power means no water. Although generator just became a high priority in my life. But, I was trying to keep myself together, number one, and keep Georgia together, and just kind of keep it all moving. I said, all right, so what are some of the things that you really, how do you get through it? When it's really hitting the fan all around you, how do you get back to a place where you can function from? And one of the things that came up immediately, and it sounds hokey, and we've heard it all before, but I got to tell you, it made a huge difference, is find something to be grateful for. You know, find something that's working in the situation. And we stayed in that. We stayed in the gratitude for the people around that helped us. I had several people call and said, look, if you need a place to stay, we had a lot of offers and we had food and we had money and we were pretty much okay. You know, we were inconvenienced for 6 days.
You were inconvenienced. That was the deal. Isn't that the case so much of 21st century life is when things happen to us and we think everything is, you know, kind of falling around us. If you really think about it, probably the things that you're probably the most upset about is just being inconvenienced, not a real problem.
Yeah, it interrupted our patterns completely because you're running back and forth to the house and we got cats to take care of and all of that. I mean, there are people in this world that don't have enough to eat. There are people in this country that don't have enough to eat. We're far from that. So I'm not complaining for sure, but it was just staying and focusing on the gratitude got us through it. The other thing was I learned this way back in my early recovery days of staying in the moment, you know, living one day at a time. Mm-hmm. A lot of power in that statement, because if you get caught up in, well, what's going to happen if we don't get the power back for a week, or what's going to happen if we don't get the power back for a month, or what's going to happen, and the same thing with the business. What happens if I don't get any new customers this week or new clients this week, what's going to happen? What will happen if it doesn't next month? And you can make yourself crazy. You can really spin into a complete depression. And the way to beat that is to stay in the moment.
After Jim, after watching the remembrances and the commemoration of the 10th anniversary of 9/11 over the weekend, if you don't understand, if you watch any of that and you don't have an immense feeling of enjoying every day, that you have, like we should. I don't know what it would take, because that was pretty powerful over the weekend for me.
Yeah, I watched none of that. I can't. My wife can't watch even the photos.
I don't ever want to forget.
She worked across the street from Building 1.
Yeah.
She worked in the AT&T building, which was blown apart. Mm-hmm. So anytime she sees a photo of that, it just brings too much back. But yeah, I purposely didn't watch that because it's a little too close to home.
But I'm telling you, if you have any issues about valuing the day and being grateful for the day, that's one way to do it. And but anyway, good examples. I like the way you described this, though, in terms of if you're having a challenge, if something's not going your way, ask yourself, okay, is this really a problem? Or am I just being inconvenienced? I think that's a good question to ask yourself. What do you think, Jim?
Well, yeah, you can ask how important is this? Chances are it's less important than you're winding it up to be. But the more you stay in the moment, the more you stay in the present, in today, what can I do today to move my business forward? Not, well, what's going to happen if the economy keeps going? What about January? What's going to happen next quarter? And you can make yourself nuts doing that. I mean, literally, you can go crazy. People are living under intense pressure because they're living in the future most of the time.
Well, there's nothing. You're not saying that there's anything wrong with having goals or planning or anything like that. Don't let it consume you to the point where you fail. And see, this is what you have to do if you're a small business owner, Jim. You know this. You taught us this. You've got to be able to put things in perspective, don't you?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah, because it'll just take you, it'll run away with you. And, we tend to get caught up in it, and all fear and all worry and all stress is in some other time other than the present. You can't be stressed. There's nothing wrong. Everything's perfect right this moment. If you stop whatever you're doing and think about the present, I mean, right exactly now, everything is okay for most people, unless you happen to be in the middle of a trauma or something.
Right, right.
But when you're caught up worrying about the future.
I'm going to take a break. Give us your website, please.
Okay.
What's your website, Jim?
JimDonovan.com. JimDonovan.com. Get a free audio there.
Find all of his books and all of his writing there, folks, and it's good stuff. Quick break, 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
So keep it up. Quench my desire. And I'll be
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.